Unit 17, Dialogue 1, The Great Pyramid. You know what pyramids are, don't you?
Pyramids. That's English for Jin Zita. I came across the English word pyramid only last week, but the Chinese term Jin Zita appeared long ago in one of my primary school readers. It's a very large structure built of stone, with sloping sides meeting at a point, and usually with a square base. The whole structure, or tower, is in the shape of the Chinese character jin, meaning gold, and the pyramids are typically found in Egypt.
So you do know what pyramids are. Now let me ask you a few questions about Egyptian pyramids and see if you know the answers.
Go ahead.
Who was it that ordered them to be built?
The ancient Egyptian kings.
Right. They were called pharaohs, actually. For what purpose did they have the pyramids built?
In order to keep their bodies and the treasures that were buried with them safe after death. They believed in life after death.
Do you mean pyramids are tombs?
Yes. They're great big stone tombs, royal tombs of the pharaohs.
I'm afraid you're wrong there. Pyramids aren't tombs. They're stone structures under which pharaohs' tombs are kept.
I wasn't too far off, though, was I? They have something to do with the tombs.
You're right, but only partly. Here's my next question. Are all the pyramids of one shape and size?
Well, they're of the same shape, but they differ in size. I remember that the Great Pyramid is the biggest one that was built in ancient Egypt.
You got it. But who was it built for? What was his name?
Sorry, I've no idea.
It was built for a pharaoh whose name was Khufu. Khufu lived more than 4,000 years ago. He was the king who wanted his tomb to be the best that had ever been built.
Is the Great Pyramid located in Cairo?
It's somewhere near Cairo, in a place called Giza.
I'm afraid I don't know very much about the Great Pyramid. You'd better tell me more about it.
All right. According to a journal article I read recently, the Great Pyramid has over 2,300,000 huge blocks of stone, and each one weighs about 2.5 tons.
Are you kidding? How could the ancient Egyptians have moved those heavy blocks of stone?
People guess that they used sledges, levers, and rollers, which enabled them to move the stones to where they wanted them. But not everyone is convinced.
Although it's not that convincing, I'm certain I will visit Egypt in person and see the Great Pyramid with my own eyes.
Dialogue 2.
Graham, Sue, and Brian have just finished their final examination. Well, Brian, do you think you've passed?
No, definitely not. I thought the paper was terrible. I haven't got a hope of passing.
But are you sure?
Absolutely. Not a hope.
You're always saying that, Brian, but you always manage to come top in all the tests we have.
Well, this time it's different.
I doubt that. There's very little chance of you failing. Don't you agree, Sue?
Well, I'm not sure. There's always a chance, I suppose. And Brian does seem pretty positive that he's failed.
Yes, I am. I'll tell you why, too. I didn't even finish the last paper, and I left out the last question completely.
But that doesn't mean that you've definitely failed. What about the other papers? Do you think you did well in those?
I'm not sure. Possibly. I answered all the questions, and I finished in time.
Then I don't think you have anything to worry about. I'm quite sure you've passed.
I agree. If you have done well in the other exams, then I'm absolutely sure you'll be all right.
So, let's forget about it and wait for the results. We'll just have to wait and see.
Of course, you're right. We'll have to wait.
Reading 1. Derby Day.
People sometimes ask, what is Britain's national sport? Is it cricket, or football, or boxing perhaps? Who can say? But if anyone had asked that question 150 years ago, it would have been easy to give the answer. The national sports were those in which horses took part, hunting, riding, and racing. And the most popular sport with horses is still racing. The most famous British horse race in the year is the Derby, which is run at Epsom, usually on the first Wednesday in June. The race course at Epsom stands high on the downs, not far from London, and during Derby Week it is visited by large crowds of people. Some have come to watch the horses. Some have come to win money by betting. Others have come just to enjoy themselves. On Derby Day, all the roads out of London to Epsom are crowded with cars, motor coaches, motorcycles, bicycles, and even horses and carts. Everyone in England seems to be going to the races, and everyone wants to get there too fast for safety. Epsom Downs on Derby Day is something that no one can ever forget. There is nothing else like it in the world. For thousands of Londoners, Derby Day is not only a race meeting. It is one of the great days in the year, an outing for the whole family. They come there by car, by train, by bus, somehow. Many bring their food with them, and all around the race course you can see family parties sitting on the grass or in their cars eating and shouting and laughing and enjoying themselves. There's plenty to do as well as watching the racing. A large fair is set up on the downs, with swings and other games for children, and older people too. Men walk about selling toys, balloons, ice cream, sweets, anything that they think people will buy. And everywhere there are bookmakers, or bookies as they are called, and their clerks taking bets from the crowds. The big race is usually at 3:20 p.m., and then every run rushes to the rail round the course to watch the race. For a few minutes, the noise stops. The bookies and the ice cream sellers and the men with the swings stop shouting. All eyes watch a line of brown and black and gray horses with their riders in brightly colored coats and caps as they race down the narrow path of green grass between the crowds in this greatest race of the year. When the race is over and the owner has let in the winner, the noise and the shouting start again. As soon as the racing finishes at the end of the afternoon, the motor coaches and cars and motorcycles and bicycles begin the long, slow journey back to London. Derby Day is over for another year.